Ladies and gentlemen out there, I need everybody to tune into the Hip Hop Digest show. Get nothing but that real hip hop, real topics, and most of all, real opinions. These guys ain't playing in here. So look, don't go to commercial radio all the time. Don't always go to them FM dials. Come to the Hip Hop Digest show and get that real. This is your man Wordsmith, and there's nothing more to say. Nothing more to say. Nothing more to say. Nothing more to say. Nothing more to say.
What are you so fucking angry about? Like, why are you so angry that someone is bringing up the injustices that they're experiencing in society? What is that take away from you? Why does that make you so uncomfortable? I'm a white woman. I'm not uncomfortable with it. I know that there's inequality. I want to fix it. That doesn't make my life worse. It's not going to make my life worse off. We live in America where we're supposed to believe that everyone is created equal, right? So if there are cases of inequality, why are you so uncomfortable with someone bringing it up? Bringing it up. 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 Bringing it up.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's the traveling man, E. Color. What up?
What's good?
Live from New York City, it's
Friday night. It's recording day.
Friday.
Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Rest in peace to that brother.
No doubt. So, we don't even really have any topic, Joe. We just going to have a just general topic of conversation about hip hop and all things that matter to us.
Freestyling.
So, no doubt. First, and I would be remiss if I didn't have to say to E. Color's brother, TJ, get well, my dude.
Get well. No,
you was scaring us for a minute, player.
Yes.
And he shook, yo.
All the prayers went up and they were answered.
Indeed. So
my brother was he was a passenger in a whip where a driver decided to cut in front of a truck. And a T-bone steak might be good, but a T-bone accident is never good, yo.
So, no doubt.
Wow. That's crazy.
I flew a helicopter ride to Hershey, PA, and they was able to do what they needed to do, so he's still around.
What's up?
Dang.
Both of them are still around.
Indeed. What's up?
Thanks to the doctors. So shout out to them.
No doubt.
So, it is Friday after Election Day, and I'm going to get into the election topic. So, your boy down in Florida, Mr. Gilliam, is in a recount. So, I'm assuming that the brothers got out like they should have. You know, I thought I was going to have to hammer Florida, but they gave him a fighting chance. So shout out to all the brothers in Florida and the like-minded others. And in Georgia,
being the black women too.
I mean, all the Negroes.
Okay, I was gonna say, don't get caught out there.
African American.
All of the Negroes. Well, you know what? Real talk, man. Look, real talk. African-American women generally get out there and vote much more than black men. If you want to break that down, I really wasn't even talking to the sisters. It'd be them delinquent niggas. And I'm just being trill.
Negroes. African-Americans. Niggas. Delinquent ass niggas at that.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm calling it like I see it. You know? And in the state of Georgia, the fine woman, Stacey Abrams, is again getting a little recount. They did what they had to do. Now, both of those states are voting improprieties in poor areas, waiting 3 hours plus the vote. Hey, what kind of shit is that, man?
That's how they do. That's how they've been doing, yo.
That's how they do it.
Remember some high-profile rapper said, or producer or whatever, the mobile said, vote or die.
I remember that.
There must be a lot of dead folks, B. regardless, I think that after looking at how Donald Trump got elected, including the Electoral College and all that kind of stuff, excluding that, it's a factor, but excluding that, millions and millions and millions of people voted for him, yo.
No doubt.
Right? So, you don't think when those people that vote for that kind of stuff see this push for black folk to get out and vote, that they don't come out more too?
I think they do, but I think that in just my humble opinion, I think that they're so used to winning, especially in red state areas, and they're so used to having to fix in and not even worrying about it, because just your average person, and it's just, and let me, I'd be remiss, it's not just African Americans. I mean, certainly I'm talking to all my Spanish brothers and sisters out there, you know, any Asian folks who may be citizens and fronting, you know, I'm talking about literally the Obama coalition. Okay.
Are they now?
Well, I mean, you know, we it was a little bit of jump up. I mean, it wasn't like we wanted it to be. It was a little bit of jump up. So
let me ask you, and I'm playing the bad guy here.
Okay.
In case you haven't noticed. Let's just say every single black person that is able to vote got out and vote.
See, you're going where I was getting ready to go.
Okay, go
you're
ahead.
You're going exactly where I was getting ready to go.
When we are projected at, I'm going to say anywhere from, at this point, 12 to 14% of the population, how is that a win?
See, it's a win because you have like-minded white folks, okay? White mm-hmm. folks are generally split 50-50, okay? Look at the races now. Look at the races who are getting recounts in Florida. Races getting recounted in Georgia. Scott Walker took a L in Wisconsin. I mean, so these races are generally split 50-50, okay? There's not a wide gap, okay? What you really need to look at is beyond race, is that red state Republicans tend to be older and whiter. They're dying off, okay? The new school, whether you want to call them independents, because trust me, there are a lot of independents as well as Democrats, tend to be browner and younger. So, yes, so it doesn't matter. In a place, all these places, whoever is the eventual winner in Georgia and Florida are going to win by a razor-thin margin. So, you take everybody out of the trap and put them in a voting booth, there's the difference.
Okay. All right, so let me push up another point. We perceive the Republicans as bad and the Democrats as good, correct? Is that what we perceive?
We're perceiving that the Democrats are not as evil, but the Democrats are certainly evil, just like the Republicans. It's a matter of percentage points, my brother. So
I got
it. Let's say on the scale of 100, the Republicans are 100% evil, but on that same scale of 100, the Democrats may come in at 80. It's percentage, B.
Okay, and the reason I'm posing these questions is because, you know what, it's like the black vote, I'm gonna just say it. It's like the black vote has a certain value, but it doesn't have any value. Like we're supposed to just vote Democratic because we don't want Republicans to win.
I'm so glad you went there.
Shouldn't the Democrats, the politicians that are Democrat, shouldn't they have something to offer the voters?
Okay.
Besides,
I'm glad you went there.
Vote for them.
Because deep down, I always thought that you were a bit of a pirate in that way. That you're.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
There is no,
okay.
Got no bone in this chicken. I'm just telling you discussions that have been through my ear recently. Right? So I'm sharing it with you because you probably wouldn't hear these people or you would shut them off immediately. But it's important. It's important. That lady, that wonderful lady, I'm sure, in Georgia.
Stacey Abrams.
Was she offering conversation on immigration, conversation on gay rights? Was she having conversation on police brutality? See, I don't know, but people that were there were saying to me, well, what is she doing? What kind of politicking is she doing for black folks?
See, like Obama.
Uh-oh.
She's got to be presented as a candidate for all of the people of the state of Georgia. Okay.
Are those white folks being shown as the white candidates for white people? Nope.
Well, they do through dog whistles, I believe. I think they have a distinct advantage through dog whistles, and they do that.
Okay. Okay, okay. I agree.
But I think that there are some, and I listen to those conversations, it seemed like the type of African Americans, black folks, we shouldn't be voting Democrats until Democrats dick ride us a little harder. Our votes are valuable. And that's true. And what I say to you is, look, as an African American, you can do a write-in candidate as a protest if you want. Sure.
Voting, right?
Okay, voting. You voting. You can do that. You have a constitutional right to do that. I, for one, am saying you got to play the game that is in front of you to play. Yeah, hey, mate, take your shovel and go to the sandbox around the corner and you'll be continuing to play by yourself. Now, if there was a reasonable third party candidate out there and you wanted to take the business over there, hey, you could do that, but I'm just saying that right now the game is Democratic and Republican. That's the game. Now, I say niggas buck up and play the game. That's the game we got to play.
You know? You're saying this is like a multi-layered game.
Oh, definitely. Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Maryland. Now, I didn't mention Brother Ben Jealous, okay? But I knew in Maryland he was going to get slaughtered, okay? Mm. I knew it, okay? I voted for him. Now, he won Montgomery County, the brother, Prince George's County, okay, and Baltimore City. He won all the areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the state went red. Mm. Okay, now, your boy Hogan, real talk, I done seen huge Hogan signs in hoods in B-more.
Mm.
Huge Hogan signs. Now, Hogan himself may not have went into B-more, but his campaign workers made sure that it was crazy Hogan signs in crazy hoods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just saying. I didn't.
Ben Jealous was running off name.
Ben, yeah, well, he's running off name. He was running off the NAACP jump off or whatever. But your boy Hogan was so moderate. Yeah. You know, that African Americans and Democrats, they couldn't even get mad at Hogan. He was so moderate.
Mm.
So.
I think, again, at this point, I personally vote on issues, yo, not the person per se. Because I could like the person, but he got fucked up, you know what I'm saying, concepts or whatever. So I think that I like the fact that people are starting to vote more. I think I like the fact that people are realizing that their vote could actually mean something and have value, which, you know, and helps.
Right. And for me, that's the main thing, is that African Americans need to understand, and it doesn't take, you don't have to be a political, you know, person to understand. If you look at the margins of these victories, you know, unless you live in fucking Montana or someplace like Utah, you know what I'm saying, where they just mailing it in, something like that. I'm just saying, if you live in states, again, Florida, you know, North Carolina, you know, places like that, yo, they're winning. These candidates, Trump guys, are winning by razor thin margins. Okay.
The funny thing about it is the weeks leading up, we're hearing about this blue wave. I ain't see it.
See, now I'm getting ready to come in with the hammer.
Okay, here we go.
So I've been sitting back listening. So here's hammer time. Thor, may you add. See, you were saying the blue wave. And the blue wave was talked about, and as you said earlier, and I was going to go there too, about African Americans in this country, we are a minority. No matter how much our voice, we may be a loud bunch of people. We may think we're equal on some levels, but we're still a minority in this country. Hence, one of the reasons why they don't want all those people coming over the border. Because in a couple hundred years, they'll be the minority if they let all those people come over here.
Sir,
but they don't want that.
Let me put you up some facts up. It's going to be crazy less than 100 years. You're looking at probably less than 20,
that's one of the major reasons why they don't want them over here. They don't want to become the minority. But anyway, the voting thing. See, with this Trump blue wave, with this Trump stuff going on, and all this talk about all these people don't like Trump and Trump's doing this and Trump's an idiot and Trump's that. Let me tell you what's really going on. What's really going on right here? There's a lot of motherfucking white people lying through their fucking teeth. They may be saying they don't like Trump. They may be talking all that bullshit about his rhetoric and how much he's this and he's that. But they, in their hearts, love what the fuck he's talking about because they are voting for that nigga. They may say they don't like him, but in their heart, they do. Because they're voting for anybody that he goes out and campaigns for, they're voting for them.
But I don't think that's... No one has said that isn't true, and we're not denying that. But what I want you to look at, again, the results that have yet to come in. As a matter of fact, look at the results that have come in. Your boy down in Texas, your boy, what's his name? Fucking...
Cruz.
Who? Yes, Cruz.
Dito.
Yeah, right, Cruz. He won by a thin margin. You see, that's what I want African-Americans to understand. When the cat come up to you and he's kicking out, oh, nigga, I ain't voting them motherfuckers. They ain't gonna count that shit or give you some cock and bull. B, look at the margins. Didn't I get up here and tell you about the York, PA mayor's race?
You did.
And how that cat was a white cat who had a felony on his record, who got it expunged, become York mayor by less than 150 votes. If I said I'm giving away free P. Diddy liquor up at York High, it's going to be more than 250 niggas up at York High.
Ooh, yep.
So, B, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actuality. Yes, you're 100% right. A lot of white folks is frogging, but they still 50-50 on Trump. Because a lot of white folks ultimately know where they're leading him. They know their history. And they know that African Americans and Spanish folks and Asian folks and anybody else you want to demonize is only going to take that for so long.
Yeah, well, we got to get some numbers up, though.
That's all. You said it. Got to get some numbers up, B. And that's why I'm harping on cats to get out there. Look, hey, if you one of them cats who like swerving saying I ain't voting for none of them, B, that's your prerogative. I'd rather have you out there voting for Snoopy, you know what I'm saying, or writing in Big Bird than not vote.
Just get in there.
Just get in
well,
there.
Well, see, it's and just to add on to that, as I always say, sometimes you got to look at your local shit. You don't like the sheriff? You don't like the chief police? You don't like the school administrator?
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
When you get in there, you're going to say, oh, I don't give a fuck about the big time vote. I don't give a fuck about this, who's senator, who's congress. But look at this shit. Look at all these this
and
infrastructure
bet,
shit they're going to be doing in your area.
Exactly. And I bet the people in Ferguson, Missouri can really take a lesson from that. The way they was getting policed in Ferguson, all they had to do was get in there and get their local sheriff the fuck out of there.
Well, I think they have done that.
Okay, but that's real. But I'm saying, though, you know, that's the local races is really more of a reflective on your life directly. You know, how are they going to run around and do child support enforcement? They going to pull you off your job for some nut shit? I mean, who knows, man? I'm just saying. So, you know, that's what's up, man. So that's Job the Election Digest, yo. I don't want to take that too long.
Well, yo, we freestyling, so can I no add doubt. On something else to in that lane?
My man, do it.
The topic heading would be Don Lemon.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, last week Don Lemon put out there that, you know, white men, some of the biggest terrorists in the world. I you know, paraphrase or whatever the fuck, but he said basically that. Why, to this day, we just had another fucking shooting in California. Why can't we call these motherfuckers terrorists?
It doesn't fit the narrative, my man.
They always what they call terrorists? Mental health shit. The fuck out of here.
What
yo.
Do they call a terrorist? Though? What is the image of a terrorist in people's mind?
A Muslim.
A Muslim. Right. That's the image. So they can't call a white man a terrorist.
Insane. They call them shooters. They call them man. It's like it took them 6 hours to say he was white and show his picture.
Well, you knew he was white immediately.
Well, see, the history of the nation will turn, and that's why I love history. History is my most favorite subject. The history of the nation will tell you this, okay? If you were to ask yourself or ask the average person, white or black, it doesn't even matter, okay, about rioters and who riots, they probably would tell you, obviously, black folks, African-American, Baltimore, Detroit, Ferguson, L.A., that type of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But from after the Civil War all the way up to at least the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement, what you should read on is the number of white mob, and that's at least that's what they were calling them in history text, white mobs who were attacking African Americans. Okay, there is a long history of white mob attacks on African Americans, from small towns to New York City. Look at the history of this country and ask yourself, okay? Generally, African-Americans really riots only probably mostly from at least the Civil Rights period, a little bit before, but mainly from the Civil Rights period up, okay? White folks have had 100 or more years of some serious rioting and lynching going on. So, again, that's what's really going on.
But can I say, this white on white crime is crazy.
Hey, yo. Hey, and what is it about country music? Because your boy ran up in that bar on that country music night and went ham. Now,
like that shit in Vegas.
Yo, no doubt. So,
that's country music, wasn't it?
Well, look, this is what maybe sometimes white folks don't understand. Coming through the eyes of African Americans as we are, you're right. I think that they would have, at a minimum, came up with a moniker for this type of white shooter, you know, but they didn't, okay? But they came up with, at a minimum, they were calling us at least, you know, with thugs. All right, those thugs.
Monkeys, right, rebels.
Right, they were calling us all kinds of shit. Right, you know? But you're right, the average white shooter, who was this guy? Or who, you know, they humanized him.
Police in his home and they checked his mental stability and left him there. Like, what the fuck?
That's one thing America does. America will humanize the white shooter all day, but it will dehumanize anybody else.
Which is leads me to another thing, since we're freestyling, which is why I don't understand why law enforcement even remotely is afraid or even act like they're afraid of black people. To when it comes to, if they say somebody's armed and they're armed and dangerous and they're black. Black people are not, 99.9% of the time, are not going to fucking fire at a police officer.
Nope.
They're not. They're going to run more than likely. They'll drop their gun and run. Mm-hmm. You can bust up in the house of a nigga and he's got a million guns in there. He won't even think twice about reaching and grabbing one of them fucking guns and trying to point them at you. But you walk over there to one of these militia niggas, one of these motherfucking white people that they're going to bust on your ass just for stepping on their property.
Mm. Well, let me bring up Bugs Bunny. Rabbit season. Nigga season. Rabbit season. Nigga season. It's very simple. It's like black folks, you already know, you just said it very clearly. Ain't no black folks doing no real New Jersey drive shit, standing on rooftops, cheating at cops. It ain't happening. We're not saying we want that either, but that ain't happening. Black folks running, black folks trying to talk their way out of it, and ending up dead.
Yeah.
White folks will have a submachine gun, a machete, and a nuclear missile, and get handcuffed and take to jail.
That's what's up, man. No doubt.
And one more thing I want to add on this, since they've been running this story so much. Let me throw Uncle Sam under the bus real quick. All of this type of shit is Uncle Sam's fault. Because they bring you into the military. They teach you and brainwash you from boot camp how to be a fucking killer. They send you over to these countries to kill motherfuckers. But they don't teach you how to assimilate back into the society with regular people. They'll brainwash the fuck out of you and make you a killer, but they won't take a few months or fucking few days even to say, hey, we need to fucking decompress here. and bring you back to the regular world. They just send motherfuckers back into regular society, and some motherfuckers can't handle it.
Gee, you look like you would be a good candidate for Veterans Affairs official.
I'm going to have to put an asterisk on that because all of us were in the military.
But we wasn't on that level, though. We wasn't.
I think he's talking.
I'm talking about Afghanistan type niggas that's over there just busting on niggas every day.
Hold on. There have been millions and millions of people in the military.
There have.
So a lot of people that have been in combat have a lot of issues, like all kind of issues.
That's what they call PTSD.
But that doesn't mean that they're going out and killing people. So we absolutely need help for veterans coming back from combat.
But
no doubt.
I'm saying I don't care. I understand that. And yes, everybody doesn't do that. There's only a select few motherfuckers that do that, but they need to do that for everybody still. They need to have people teach you how to, if they're going to teach you how to kill motherfuckers and brainwash you from boot camp to do this shit, they need to have a cool down period when you come back. Say, okay, we got 3 months of training to train you, at least give you some job training or something for a regular society. Try to get you back.
I need to get that on a bill, cuz.
That's what I said. Kurt G for Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
They can have that ideal. If they can fucking just save a couple lives behind it, fuck it. Somebody run with that shit.
And they can stop saying that these white terrorists are having flashbacks or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And just call them terrorists.
All right, so since we're freestyling, I picked this up off the text chain. I think I saw it on the text chain where Eric Sermon must have retweeted something that Snoop Dogg said about the message to young rappers out there. All we want to do is, or all we really looking for from young rappers, a certain amount of respect. I think I saw that on the text chain.
Yeah.
But what was interesting to me is the comments right up under it. Where a guy said that if you're expecting rappers to give somebody respect, because Snoop was saying how he gave respect to like EPMD or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out there was only 4 or 5 years difference between EPMD and when Snoop started rapping. You're asking young boys to give respect to guys who are better than 25 years in their past, you know. Who don't, they don't even know their names. How they gonna give respect to them when they don't even know them, you know? And I think the idea, and I think about that, and I'm like, you know, I would never ask, or I would never want this so-called respect. Now, I'm not an artist, you know what I mean? But I don't think that even if I was, that I would want respect from those guys because they don't want to give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I'm wrestling with this chicken and the egg syndrome. Do the young trappers have to give homage and respect? Or should them niggas just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Because now the consequences to that is a total loss of heritage. Total. Is a total loss of your own history. You know, you got certain African-American singers and songwriters mad as hell at the Justin Biebers, at the Justin Timberlakes, at the fucking Sam Smiths and the Dells and anybody else you can think of and who you ask them, fuck if they know who Anita Baker is, they gonna tell you who Marvin Gaye is. You know what I'm saying? They gonna tell you who Tina Turner is. They gonna tell you who Bessie Smith is. All they do is study, okay? And that's all they did in the 60s. That's all Led Zeppelin did. That's all the Rolling Stones did. Come over here talking about all we listening is the blues, black blues, Lead Belly. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. And this is the same thing going on here. You know, the average young trapper, he only knows what is in front of his face. And will not, and more importantly, don't want to study that.
Well, I think the paradigm has changed tremendously because of the amount of money. And we've been over this 1,000 times. These young folks look up to people who have money, even begrudgingly Jay-Z, because they got money. It's not about what skills they have, because the skills that were needed to be the man back in the day are almost obsolete as far as being the man now. So it's a different, it's an offshoot. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. And I guess, like you said, you don't want nobody to begrudgingly give you respect, because that's not really respect. But at the same time, we don't really respect their stuff either. So we just, I think, again, at some point, there just has to be a split.
Well, you know what? And thank you for saying that. I believe that, though. I think that folks our age need to realize, you know, not that the culture is over, but I would say, unless there is a didactic shift in what commercial music is accepting, that the skills on the mic and other things of that nature is over.
Commercially.
Commercially, yeah.
Yes, commercially.
Because the culture is going nowhere. Hip-hop is alive, fully alive, being made on a daily basis.
So, now, you were in New York, and you got pictures taken in front of a lot of murals.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do you remember all of them? Now, I remember Pun, Big L. Who else was you in front of?
Biggie.
Biggie? Jay, one Jay.
Jay-Z, yeah. I think that's it. I have to admit, and I apologize, there was a mural of Prodigy, but it was such a bad rendition that I just couldn't do it. So the history is here in these streets of New York, yo. And because of where I am with it, I had to get it. I had to get as many of those murals as I could. So, because I respect the culture. I respect what made it what it is. But some young boys might walk by and don't even know who Big Pun is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I mean, if it didn't say Big Pun on it, but I'm just saying, they don't know.
More importantly, they don't want to know. Mm. And see, I think that ultimately, and I will harp on that, that is the crime, is that young boys don't want to know. I mean, I love history. I love the history of music. I mean, that is my favorite topic. I think to a certain extent, I think everybody our age is about the history of music, considering the basis of our music was all music that came before us.
Right.
You know.
I can't call it B. I don't know. There's like I said, there's got to be a split at some point, and it just has to be accepted. It's already there, but the people acting like the split is not there. It really is, though.
It's a sad, sad thing that it's a split, because at least there was, I'm going to say there was probably always been a split, but it wasn't always this big of a gap of a split, because the old school cats that came to class before us, there was a split between them and the Run DMC and them. There was a split there, but it wasn't a big gap. There was still respect amongst them.
Yeah, but I think it goes beyond respect, yo. And this is where DJ Q on his show, he always brings this up, and he said, "Well, we're and sometimes I don't think his brother understands what he keeps talking about is the standard." So Jam Master Jay gets respect, and always did get respect, not because he was Jam Master Jay, but because Jay DJed at a high level,
right?
Okay, and amongst DJs. And there's certain respect because people were DJing at a high level amongst MCs. Now, you could say what you want, and Run DMC flamed out, Crown Royal and everything. I get that. But at Run DMC, at the top of their game, Run DMC, Fatboy Houdini, there was MCing at a high level. And they were commercial, but they were still MCing at a high level. Right. Obviously, we were talking about LL Cool J. We like to call him the Yule Log on this show. And the show, as far as DJ Q, also, I sent Egri a clip of that came off Exit 13.
Yeah.
And what I was saying about that, I was like, look, LL Cool J, yes. Did he put out the crazy production at Phenomenon and Exit 13 and all this other shit? Nah. But I tell you what, given the right circumstances, a first ballot Hall of Famer can do what I sent you.
Oh, no doubt.
You know
doubt.
What I mean?
No doubt. And that's why when I was on DJ Q's show with his brother, Preem, I didn't get upset, but, you know, it was kind of like, really, he tried to just equate Drake to LL, and I can't even fathom that.
Drake.
I just can't even fathom it, yo.
Drake would never, ever do that, okay? one of my, I don't know the name of the record, but one of my favorite records is a Freeway and LL joint. They had a back and forth. I haven't heard back and forth like that since Run DMC. So those are two MCs at, again, at a high level. You will never see Blackface do that. Okay? You will not see that. On the other hand, will LL Cool J put out an album probably for 10 turds? Probably. You know what I mean?
But I think these people just don't want, because there's this new LL, right? This is, we got to admit it. There's just the U-Log. It's not James Todd from Farmers Boulevard. U-Log is this dude with the whole new look and the whole new everything, right? But we have never, ever, ever said that we didn't think he could make a record that would be pure hip-hop. We never said that. Does he make records for the ladies? Yes. Has he been making records for the ladies? Yes. But he also has made some incredible shit for the street. Somebody gonna have to show me a record, not for the clubs, but for the street, that Drake has made. And until that happens, you can't compete. You can't compare them.
No.
But see, I'm gonna have to go here and say, not to try to cap the beast, Captain Save Him, but he's not street. So to have him make a record for the streets would sound phony and fake.
I don't know, man. You know what? But you know what, though? Nah.
Wait, with that said, then you can't compare him to LL.
Now, one of the things, speaking of Sim City, shout to Sim, no doubt about it. One of the things that I never forget that Sim told me on introducing me to Drake, and he said that niggas in the street, that Drake was official in the street.
Maybe official, maybe street niggas made me like Drake. Maybe some niggas do. I ain't saying that. But some street niggas like Jodeci too. But I'm just saying, B.
Yeah, there was a Jodeci versus Boyz II Men little battle there.
Oh,
there
my
was.
God. That sounds sickening. Let me also remind people that LL Cool J has also put his money where his mouth is. I don't have satellite radio, but the people who do speak very, very highly of his station on Sirius XM, and LL Cool J has got on the station and said, this is not about no commercialism. We not playing no commercial joints. This is about teaching and playing joints that true MCs and true heads of the culture can appreciate. So again, I don't have satellite radio. I haven't heard it, but people think high, and they say high things about LL Cool J station. So yeah. So nah, B, the U-Log is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I can say a lot of superlatives about him and about the way he live in Hollywood, but his hip hop bona fides, no way.
Can't touch
him. No, sir.
Talking about the hammer earlier, Curtis.
Yeah, I know. That's why I laughed, because I said, here we go.
Lift that on in there.
You know what? When I think I'm getting away with something and shit. No doubt. So that's what's up. G, man, it's freestyle night. You got anything?
Brother, I don't really have nothing, B.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry to cut you, but while this is one of those shows where we just three brothers is talking. Yo, I know it's a few weeks ago, but how did Rondo not get his wig split, yo?
Oh, yo.
How did he not get his wig split for ace? I know the people I've read that CP3 got a bad view by players in the league and all this kind of stuff, but you know, that spitting in someone's face, yo, is like the lowest.
Yo, I don't know what's up with Rondo as far as that though, but he should have took a three-piece right there, yo.
That's because the niggas in the league don't really want to fight. They don't really want to fight. Rondo didn't want to fight until that nigga just got right up on him. Put his finger in his face.
He's spitting his face, though, yo. I mean,
when you spit in somebody's face, you want to fight.
B, Rondo did not want to fight. And he didn't expect that nigga to fight.
Yo, I ain't really got no comments about that. Swerve. Yo, son, you gotta look this up on YouTube, man. I was in my childhood, nigga.
Oh, what happened?
Yo, nigga, I watched the inside. No, it wasn't inside the NFL. It was the NFL week in review, season one of the 1978 season. Was incredible. Oh, son, you want to go back to your childhood?
You 13 wanna, years old.
Oh, son, that music, your boy Harry Callis on the announcement. Son, yeah. It was absolutely incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
I don't know if you know this or not, but somewhere in a stash, I got the whole album of all those joints, all those NFL films records, the Oakland Raiders of Raiders or something, the Winters of Raider or whatever. I got all them joints, the Four Horsemen, got them all.
Yes, that was actually put out by Tommy Boy Records. I have that and two additional pieces of vinyl with certain records that are not on that joint.
Oh, wow. So,
yes.
No doubt. That definitely puts you in a certain period in your life. They don't even do those or use those anymore, do they?
No. I mean, Harry Callis is gone, and the way NFL films was produced, it's now all that ESPN rumbling, a bunch of blowhard niggas.
Is he still got a job?
No, I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't watch highlights like that, yo. It's other buffoons they got up there and shit, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, and I want to say, again, freestyling, Hip Hop Digest freestyle, I'm going to salute Cam Newton.
What?
I normally be hammered.
I was
right?
Great saying, you just do took a not beating, get beat. Down with
they
Cam.
They just got beat down by Pittsburgh.
Yes, they did. And you know what Cam Newton did?
What he did?
He stood there at that podium and answered them questions, yo. He said they got whooped. He said all the right things, yo.
So
I didn't see no pouting, no walking off, nothing. And as much as I be hammering that dude, I'm gonna go ahead and give him credit and props for handling his business after getting that ass walloped the other night.
Yeah, they did. So what I haven't heard, what I was hearing early in the season, is the Pittsburgh Steelers moving on from Mike Tomlin. And you can't tell me that Pittsburgh, who has only had three coaches since 1969. You mean all of a sudden they gonna wanna fire Tomlin? Whoa. Nigga, no. When your boy Cowher was off that lame duck shit.
Let's talk numbers. Let's talk years. Your boy Omar Epps been there for a minute, yo.
Okay. How many
bring a Super Bowl?
How many Super Bowl Vicks Cowher got?
One.
How many Super Bowl Vicks? How many Super Bowl victories did your boy got?
Is it one or two?
Tomlin got one.
Okay. So and how long was Cowher there?
Oh, he was there. He was hired right after Chuck Knoll.
I know, but that was what? 89?
I'd have to look it up, but you cannot tell me that only, and I say this to say, and I hear, I ain't got no little Malcolm in me, not one goddamn bit. The Pittsburgh Steelers was not going to be patient with that brother. They was not going to let him turn around it. The way Cowher got one Super Bowl, and a lot of those years, Pittsburgh was floundering, my nigga.
No doubt. So let me just throw this out there. There's a team in their division from across the way, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Who had a coach there for a long, 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 long time.
Your boy, yeah, he's still there. Yeah.
How many rings he got?
None.
Oh, say so I guess, you know, that team in particular is like, you know what? He's going to do this, that, and the other. But Pittsburgh, again, I understand what you're saying fully. I like the coach. Pittsburgh's my second team. Pennsylvania fan. So I'm saying if they play the Eagles, they got to lose, though. But anyway, I mess with the dude, right? But it's the league, yo. It's a winning league, and I appreciate the fact that he's been there as long as he's been. So,
well, they ain't talking about firing him now. So,
right, of course not.
You got all these other brothers. You got all these other brothers: Cleveland, Todd Bowles, all them niggas. Gone, you know what I'm saying?
Cleveland don't give a fuck. Didn't they fire both of them niggas in 1 week? Your boy.
But that, if you could, if you watched what's that show that comes on before the season starts when they bringing them into the season? I forget what it's called right now, but you, if you watch that, you could see that that was going to be a bad situation. That coach that used to coach at Pittsburgh, Todd Haney, was trying to be the man, and your boy was basically trying to shut him down. It wasn't even a season yet, so it was, that was just a matter of time for both of them.
Right, no doubt. That's what's good. Yo, so since we freestyling, I know a lot of people was asking for particular stories. I've seen this also on the text chain. When we used to DJ at the Bass Club, my son, me and E Color.
Oh man, that was that was in the late 90s.
Yeah, it was in the, no, what? That was early 90s.
Early 90s?
Yeah, yes.
I'm dinosauring right now. Plus, I done been sipping, so.
Early 90s. Although you said something to me that is actually kind of shocking, how you said you used to come in with a secret blend to try to impress me. I was like, what the fuck? Really?
Yes, sir. You didn't know that. B, we, a lot of people listen know, a lot of people don't know, but you inspired me to be a DJ. We've already talked about the scuffles I got in trying to steal your mixtapes. It got to the point where I just had to do this shit myself. You know what I'm saying? So when you and I started DJing together, I was like, this dude has come up with at least 50 blends that I just love. I gotta go out and... You don't know this, but I mean, you know this now, but that Gangstar and Maze was specifically to make sure I was doing something that I would catch you with.
That was a fucking legendary night. So this nigga got the Gangstar on and shit.
Which Gangstar cut?
Was it, no, it wasn't. It was before Separateer. Manifest. Words on Manifest. He pranked some fucking Frankie Beverly cut in, right? So the blend was so locked, right? I'm at the motherfucking bar. There's this motherfucking chief at the bar singing the Frankie Beverly lyrics right into his beer. And I was amazed. I was like, damn, let me get these drinks and shit. So I went to the back. I was like, what the fuck? I was impressed. That was nuts that night.
Once a week, that break for love with that everything she wants.
Yeah, that's another E3 author.
In the week, coming up with all kind of crazy stuff to blend, it would just catch you like that.
That Break for Love and that Wham, Everything She Wants, was another E-Color author that was crazy. So, yo,
yes,
yeah, I was only because I was like, damn, yo, this, you know, shit, I'm just vibing because you doing your thing and shit or whatever. But certainly, I was definitely impressed. And the Gangstar was just ultimate.
You know, and don't think that, I know Curtis can probably say the same thing. I know it's been a long while since we done had the turntable round table where we just get in there.
Oh yeah, but, yeah. You got what is it? You got to get the blend locked before the record runs out.
Lock and walk away.
So for those of you who are probably reminiscing on DJ stories, what we do is obviously have a turntable because we are old. We're just basically old time blenders. You know what I mean? Where we literally try to get the vinyl so locked, two pieces of vinyl so locked on the pitch control that we walk away and the blend is still locked with no adjustment on the pitch or anything. So that's,
and no looking at no waves on the computer screen either.
Nah, that we was doing this before the waves.
Exactly.
No doubt.
And not going more than plus three or minus three.
Plus three.
Oh, yeah, right.
You can't go more than plus three or minus three
right.
on the pitch.
We was throwing gates up on niggas.
On the pitch, you can't do more than plus or minus three.
So we throwing gates up on niggas and shit.
Oh,
so.
Yes, sir. But, you know, you always had that damn home field advantage because as I'm looking at your
right.
collection.
He always got the home. That's why he always wins because he knows where all the records are, first of all.
Yeah, me and Kurt just sorting through.
We're just
shit
going like through like, damn, I don't know. Trying to sing the record in your mind, like, okay, this might go. Yo, B, where that record at right here?
Right. He just walk over, pull the shit out, slide it. Like, I know you got this record.
Yeah, B. Since we're gonna go back in history on the DJ, okay? How I started in the DJing It's from my nigga, my brother from another mother back here. This is, he taught me how to do this thing. This is how I learned how to DJ. I was actually how we first met. I had records. I used to collect records. I love hip hop. So I always collect records, and I had records in the stash, and I'd always just listen to my records. And then I ran into Donis one day, one of our boy, Don Juan, from the hood, from York, PA.
P-Way,
yes, from Parkway. Donis Rice. So we hooked up and we was talking and shit. He was talking about DJing and stuff, and he was telling me about him. So I was like, okay, him. I'm like, who's him? It's him.
King Killer. But I wasn't King Killer then.
He wasn't King Killer then. That's my man L. So he was doing his thing. So one day, actually, let me rewind. I knew I can't even think of his name. You just went to go see him.
Len Rock.
Len Rock.
Leonard Conner. Leonard was good.
That was Leonard Conner, my man Len Rock. I knew Len Rock before I knew him. So me and Len Rock, I used to go over there, and this nigga would be blending with a fucking box. And I'm talking about a box. A boom box blending. Mm. He made a mixer out of a boom box. The nigga had a turntable, and he would be scratching with the knob on the fucking boom box.
On the volume knob.
On the volume knob. He was a fucking electrical genius. He made that shit into a mixer. But anyway, let me go back to when we got together. I had records, so then Donis invited me to the party. Bring your records through. I'm like, okay, fuck it. I get in for free. I bring my records in. I'm back. I got my records there. These niggas are playing, and I'm just watching. Watching them do their thing. They blending, and so I get with him, and he's showing me how to blend. Showing me how to mix. Mix on the clap. Chant on the clap. That's all I could hear in my head, on the clap. On the snare of the beat. Match the snares. That's how I'm getting it. Matching the snares, and I started learning how to do this shit after that.
That shit's way back. Because I used to live on Front Street, and that's when I had my JVC.
Oh, yes.
With the mixer at the window. Well, the JVC was in the window in my room with the two wheels and shit. Off the JVC as the power source of shit. So
you know how crazy it is to hear you say you lived on Front Street? But that's a real spot.
It's a real street.
No doubt. Yo.
Because niggas say Front Street.
Right. I used to live on, yo, word is born, on Front Street. Used to have a JVC boombox and shit, you know, in the window and shit with the two wheels and shit. It's crazy. So, wow, that's.
That's cool. More stories then? We doing stories?
Oh,
about the two times y'all surprised me for my birthday and shit.
Oh, shit.
See, folks outside don't really know. I'm the smallest dude of us, right? But sometimes I just be having an attitude problem. Right? And I'm like, I think it was the first time when I lived in the townhouse when y'all got me real good. These dudes had me out, and I'm trying to get home. I'm like, I'm just trying to get home, yo. What the fuck? I'm just keep driving me all over the place. It was Tommy and Cedric. They just got me out all over the place. And I'm getting salty, super salty. We get to the spot. I walk in. I see all these goddamn people in the house. And then, look, they took a picture of me. I still got a picture somewhere to this day. I had the craziest screw face. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just want to get somewhere and sit down.
Exactly. And then the time for my, I don't know, maybe I was 45 or 40-something when y'all was at the crib over there in Cheltenham.
Oh, again, nigga, that night.
I was at a football game. I was watching Adonis' football game at a sports bar. That's when he was in college, playing college game. I was out there with Cedric, and Cedric was doing the same thing. And I'm like, God damn, y'all, I just want to get home. Where are we going? Walk in the door again, and there go the whole crew. Kurt, as a matter of fact, Kurt, you were still setting up the turntables at that time.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep me out. I was ready to get home, yo.
Yo, but I'm trying to tell you, though, nigga, that night, the music was fully crunk.
Oh, my goodness.
That was fully crunk. Oh, I mean, yeah. Woo! We had that Public Enemy on point.
Yes, sir. Heads was like, yo. People that didn't know, knew then.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, so anyway, we just Hip Hop Digest, yo, freestyling. I didn't want to get any topics, yo. I just wanted to get in and just chit-chat with my brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To be real, it was almost no show this week. After what happened to your brother and shit and what's going on, yeah, we was like, yo, yeah. B, this shit's crazy. So.
Yeah. Thank God, thank the universe that he is well and recovering from that craziness.
No doubt.
But, I'm saying this now. I ain't no attorney. I love my brother, but somebody's pocket's about to get ripped, yo.
Well, she might as well. She might as well. I mean, look, shit.
It ain't personal. It's business. Yeah. Because if I was in the whip with King Killer and you pulled in front of a truck, my man's.
Oh.
Personal. It ain't personal. It's between me and your insurance company. You and them can battle it out later.
Well, shit, nigga, I'm a CDL holder. I ain't pulling out in front of an amp unless it's a green light.
Not when you driving that horse, boy.
So anyway, that's what's good. Kurt G, do you got any albums? Are we doing that?
Oh, yeah, I got albums. Okay. I got albums, bro.
Kurt G's world famous. You know the rest.
Albums of the week. All right, this week. We got INT, My Retirement Plan is Death. INT, My Retirement Plan is Death. And we got Seed and Knots, No Way in Hell. That's Seed and Knots, No Way in Hell.
That's an awesome record.
Yes, sir. And then the instrumental joint is Official Can Kick, Quaker State Volume 1. Speaking of Pennsylvania, that's Official Can Kick, Quaker State Volume 1.
That's what's up. Anybody got anything left over?
No, I just have enjoyed this incredible week in New York, yo. My photo album is my New York photo album is gonna be quite extensive. Let me just say that.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, quickly, this is just a personal note between me and Swerve. You know, I was recovering my data after that crazy data loss. Fuck Microsoft.
Oh, that shit was crazy, B.
Fuck Microsoft again. Lost in Space. Soon to you.
Okay.
My man.
I'll be looking forward to watching that.
All right. What's up?
Danger.
No doubt.
Will Robinson.
We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
All right. Let's love y'all.
Love you too, player.
All right. Love you too, man.
There was no time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in Denison. There was no time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in East 15 and I'm chilling. I'm in my teens. Big bro has left home, still living up in the D. He always came to visit at times, would disagree with my father, have a heated conversation, then he'd leave. But we love each other deeply sometimes. In families, we rub each other the wrong way. Especially when you're tired and you having a long day. And you just wanna rest, kick back, relax, chill. Now debt collectors knocking for my stepmom's tax bill. They threatening to take away my shit. And it wasn't my debt, but took 600 out, I gave them all of it. And I'm thinking, what a bitch. And she didn't even pay me back, my pops took the hit. Man, she on another tip. Around the time I started thinking life was unfair, I formed the attitude that I got only 1 year to go get it. No limits, my whole spirit. I couldn't figure out why some people are so timid. Went to my first funeral, it left me jaded. I came home and felt weighted for my school friend David passing away. The sky went great and then the sky fell. I felt the same when it was Kid Cole from Tribal. Rest in peace, we used to play each other beats. And his music was the dopest in the streets, no question. Tomorrow's never promised, every day is a blessing. That's why I make an album every year, no rest. No time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in Denison. There was no time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in Denison. I couldn't cope
with the roaches. Made it harder to focus on my dopeness. Pest control so hopeless, and I noticed them every other moment. Eventually they went away. I'm closest to my brother out of all of my family. In 2002 we all got hit with a tragedy. I lost my grandmother and my uncle within 60 days of each other. I'm standing under a coffin and it's a shoulder crusher. It was the heaviest thing I've ever had to hold up. Now in heaven they sing, I'm finding as a grown up. Life's a difficult thing, so every day I woke up. Put my heart and my soul into music to blow up. Thinking back to Consist and JQ. Jay was my best friend, but he went away to prison back in the day. When we were adolescents and chilling around the way, and everything was straight. It's never doom and gloom. I'm learning everything I can about life, living out of me and Ruben's room. I made so many friends, I met a lot of people. I was a good kid but did a couple things illegal. It's like you live and you learn. We live in a world where everyone is kinda submerged in something they heard. But I'ma live like I'm making a testament to just doing my very best. Yep, no rest.
There was no time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in Denison. There was no time for resting. I saw the people and places that I was destined. And every move that I made without question paid for my investment. I'm just a young kid in Denison.
Church. Bullets in the bullpen, devils in the White House, ain't nobody doing shit. White boys shooting up the school, straight foolishness. Blacks getting slaughtered on some Jewish shit. Y'all cool with this? Snapchat got them zombied out, a holly down. Y'all ready for war? Y'all trying to take their mommy out. Bullets in the baby carriage, devils in command. You filtered or you fighting, it could go down tonight. And yeah, we ain't our grandparents dying. Cause we been warring in the streets practicing. A lot of niggas died, it wasn't by accident. They protecting the hood with wings on the back of them. Look, if Trump the quarterback in hell, then we sacking them. There's more than one way to get them without attacking them.
Money.
Make a rich man poor, that's how you finish them. Impeach the president, we sick of them. Let's go.
Fuck out of here, my daughter gotta live here. You slaughter blacks who live here, something gotta give here. Fuck a protest, they burn it before I get there. I'll defend my family, I'm just making this shit clear. Let's go, let's go.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
We live in hell, we live in the gutter. You got us stacked up 80 deep in one building. By the time you get out your house, you strapped to protect yourself. Cause you living in the same community the police is carrying rifles and the riot gear. The same reasons they need the riot hat, the riot jacket, the flak jacket, the double vest, the 9mm Glocks with extra bullets, the tear gas, the mace, all that. Who do you think the police is using that against?
Fire and brimstone. The son of Satan is playing his skin tone.
Let's go.
It's no mistaking, it's making our kinfolds tenfold. Woo. Trump moving like Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Read a book, I ain't talking about the diplomat. I'm talking cult leader, devil son, different cat. Damn near Damien, training them. But they be so busy blaming the poor Arabians.
Let's go.
The devil run the army, the devil run the navy. Think the devil crazy, I rebuke him in the name of this creator. If it's my destiny to be in Hades, could be worse. First, Hades is hell and hell is earth.
Let's go.
We already live there. Something gotta give there. The devil run the government. We all got some kids here. Yeah. The devil run the White House.
The White House.
Hey yo, the devil's in the White House.
Fuck outta here. My daughter gotta live here. You slaughter blacks who live here. Something gotta give here. Fuck a protest to burn it before I get there. I'll defend my family. I'm just making this shit clear.
Let's go.
Let's go.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
The White House.
The devil's in the White House.
It would be so easy for me to terminate this man, ruin his life, ruin his family, ruin his whole everything, and say you're fired, okay? I fired many people, especially in The Apprentice. Maybe I should, right?
And whether you go north and south, or east and west, Donald Trump is a bad person.
Donald Trump made a lot of money on Atlantic City. anybody hurt the little people.
I'm very concerned about him, having him in charge of the nuclear weapons, because I think his response, his visceral response to attack people on their appearance, short, tall, fat, ugly. My goodness, that happened in junior high. Are we not way above that? Would we not all be worried to have someone like that in charge of the nuclear arsenal?
Yo, see, life is a dice game where the longer you write me, I promise my best, I ain't slinging no pipe dreams. Yeah, I like nice things, but am I willing to sell my soul for them nice rings? Hold the pipes like some overnight flames? I don't think so, copy that like King Cole's. Can touch the tabernacle of a king hoes. Rock and hold with that fo-fo-fo. Where opportunities knock and it's no closed door, it's no dojo. Shit, the sleep is the cousin that makes things peak. Should've be weak if he wasn't. My poetry spells are bleeding on the paper. I do it for the fam and transition the vapors. S.I.P. ain't considered a mess I be. Losing family niggas to cancer triggers let eyes leak. Grew up with a bunch of Jamel I reeks. Master killers playing to heaven through this hell I see. And it's dice game. Share.
Playing for keeps.
And it's dice game. Honest.
Playing for keeps.
Living in the dice game. Share.
Playing for keeps.
And it's dice game.
Honest.
Yeah.
Playing for keeps.
Wrestling with thoughts, embarrassing the sort. You look to a catalyst to swamp. I'd rather be a corpse. Fork over the course of living. Niggas chat like they the boss. So they take an L for a spell and exacerbate the loss. How you master it all? I'm asking the source. He said I went to bat for your flaws. Back in the cross, toss your burdens. This battle ain't yours. But I'm for certain to walk through the city of pearls, son. You gotta earn a word, life. My air lights wait for the day of Christ. Where they ain't gotta suffer slave fight to play the dice. It's a gamble. A scramble making lighter what the man do. They handle us with scandals, painting us to be the vandals. They trample the meekest since the days of the holy treatise. It's deeper than you lunching and brunching at Floridita's. My Harlem the deep seers can appreciate the line. It ain't easy, but appreciate the time. Living in this dice game. Share.
Playing for keeps.
In this dice game.
Yeah. Playing for keeps.
Living in the dice game.
Playing for keeps.
In this dice game. Yo.
Playing for keeps.
We living in a dice game.
Better than Chucky, when he's keeping up his fuckery. Thinking you could touch me, you must be lucky. On one leg, I'll bad you up like I'm boss man Cutty. Best come with hot water because I'm dirty. See, blaze green, then I study my dreams. You think you're mean, I'm a duppy of your team. And you can die last, cause it's life arse. Fredging on your bike fast, need to take a night class, or I'ma kill your brass class. I'm so solid, but I'm not from sight. I get brolic when the music's loud, Tottenham believes me. Spit the truth upon the mic, middle of day or dead of night. I got you catted on my style and now you need me. It's in my speech, you can tell that I'm deep. Mad rappers, if you're mad cows, then I bully beef. Follow a lot, on my essence is street. I'm 2P, like Everest, ice caps and Texas sweet. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Stand up and make some noise. I see you right in the back. Stand up and make some noise. Yeah, I'm sick with it, I'm hipper than hip hop. I'm killing you fake faggots to think not. Salute my lyrics to soldiers, the lick shots and evacuate wherever the crime was. Now watch this, my style is monotonous. Like hot chicks that cock kiss for rock bliss. I flow crisp, rappers can't see this. Couldn't see shit, even if you buggered your bitch. It's been a long time coming, a Brit that can rap. Blowing up the scene, like bombs from Blair Bush to Iraq. I flow fat, simply sweeter than crack. Forget the Grand Canyon, cause I'm deeper than that. Receive a slap, fantasize, and I could never be whack. Hypnotize and mesmerize, I check the force for a track. Jack, great minds like Einstein's, the Nigerian. Sip wine, spit nice lines, now I'm killing them. Make some noise. Make some noise. I told you, stand up now. Make some noise. Stand up, make some noise. Yo, ooh, show them how you break it down, bro. Yeah. Sound of the physical force, bitch. Man's murdering these beats, yo. You not just don't know it. You know what I'm saying? All these other people with a little piece of price down. This is music, blood, trust me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let me tell you something. You other rappers should be wary. Cause my potential scares me. Lyrics are precise, you hear them clearly. I'm quarantined, you niggas can't come near me. I spit a sick style and vomit on your carpet, homie. I keep this up, the industry, you get to know me. Magazines will rate me for my flow and then they'll offer me some money. You other rappers are lame, I'm better than Taliban on the plane. Bigger than Godzilla, wearing Puma with a weed spliff. I make you see shit, the industry, they need this. Don't mean to preach, but could you come up off the street, kid? Some friendly advice, just doing my bit. Badder than most, badder than cheese on toast. When you're broke, I slip throats, take that shit as a quote. Your preschool rap, I bury that in sandpits with all your toys. Now make some noise.
Hard to the core, if I'm rated slamming, goddammit, why are you in my pockets? Poor, maybe if I spend it with the ways of the norm, I get paid when I perform a ring over the core. Now remember when we school covered doors on a mission, hoping I'm playing, I'll be famous, people said I got no ambition. Waiting for the props to start to fight, crap, the only thing I got from 84 was the word you rock. Lame without fame, I do not claim to be a star. I get cussed when I ride the bus, can't afford a car.
No business like show business.
Take a look at my royalty statement, what the hell is this? Studio charges, record company fees. They should be half be stung by a swarm of killer bees. Even though they claim I reconcile well and all that, people get the wrong impression, thinking that my pockets are fat.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I got it going on, honey, all my pockets need is the money. What, what? How you trying to pay me? You're crazy over a cash check stick. Your character was too shady.
And money.
Remember me? Well, I'm back for another interval. Mama didn't raise the fool, gangster or a criminal. Picture it, me standing rock to the kids on my block to pay the bills. I exercise my skills on the paper. Now I got the paper for an LP. If it sells well, my record company will pay me. Rags to the riches, Esther, and we'll get a major. You wanna reach me? Leave a message on the pager. Better pay me well if you're a Yankee rap promoter. No more shows for free. I do not care how well I know ya. Make sure I check the tickets. If it bounces like a ball, see, I'll be up in your fronts.
Q-Rock don't stall.
Got no time for phony corners with baloney. Looking contracts, she crazy like Swayze, brother.
Take that shit back.
Pay me large amounts of money like my name was Jabba Rex. I'm in a world of girl and they were money in the back of this. No more Mickey D's, no more freebies. I hope you catch the EBTV ripping up all the British MCs. Thank you, rap promoter, better give me from dip. From the profits in your pockets, cause I'm hip to your shit. I know the pros, the cons, the pros. My fakes, what a man in Goody Google Sambo. Give me a break. I'm like, howdy, far foul. You wanna talk business? Not now. The cowabunga pizza cannot sell to us for money in the back. Sayonara, your cheap rates, gang.
Life ain't nothing but money and money. 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 Life ain't nothing but money and money.
Pause for a sec while I embark on for the mission. Back against the brother that she said had no ambition. Now that Casanova would I call myself a Romeo. You want me for the cash? Ho! You're getting no. Money's what I need to feed my belly with the vitamins. I'm lonely, tenderoni, maybe me and you can hit the skin. Never trying to play me, baby, like Mike Tyson. Scheme upon my reaches, me and you, bitch, you'll be fighting. Put them up, got your grill, I hit you like a punching back. You shit your wiggle in your drawers and now your little baggy sack. That's what you get for trying to scheme up on my money. But I haven't got a penny, so the joke was on you, honey. Dry your eyes and save the story for the just luck. My foot is agitated, come and let me put it up your butt.
Goodbye.
Coming at you like Tevin Campbell. I'm not blind, baby, I can see right through your petty scandal. Hoping to wishing you would embark up on my riches. But my mother want me daily about money, man.
I'm leaving.
Looking at the front door, living up. Poor but hardcore.
Life